And it is African American women who have the highest rates of being overweight and obese compared to other groups in the U.S. Reporter Tanya English looks at why.
So when does it begin, this excess and unhealthy weight? Temple University researcher Claire Linhart says it starts early.
By the age of 17, nearly 60% of black girls and about a third of white girls were reporting no physical activity participation at all.
A National Institutes of Health study followed girls for 10 years, beginning at age 8 or 9. Exercise declined dramatically over that time, and the drop-off for African-American girls was steepest. Researchers are trying to figure out what keeps some girls from getting the recommended 60 minutes of exercise.
Sometimes it's very simple things. It's not wanting to run very hard or get sweaty during gym class because they don't want their hair to be messed up for the rest of the day. It can be more larger things where their friends maybe aren't participating anymore, and so it's not considered cool for them.
Players, come on in. Coaches, too.
My name is India Barnes, and I'm 9 years old, and I go to school at Holy Spirit Catholic School.
India plays soccer for her club team, the Anderson Monarchs.
I play striker. Her job is to score, give good passes, and try to help the defense, too.
At age 9, India still thinks sports are pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm an athletic kind of girl. It makes me feel confident.
The Monarchs are mostly African-American girls from urban Philadelphia. Coach Walter Stewart says the club gives city girls a chance to play a sport. For girls, team sports and structured activities may be the most consistent way to get exercise.
In a soccer game, at their age, as they get to be, say, 13, 14, they're probably running in a game 3 to 4 or 5 miles.
The Monarchs practice 2 or 3 times a week and travel to games on the weekend. Stewart says by the end of middle school, many players lose interest and commitment.
That's where it gets to be difficult. They're making a transition from young kids to more teenagers, and they're more interested in boys and what boys think.
And less interested in sports and fitness. Concerns about black women and weight surfaced a full decade before the obesity epidemic hit the general population. University of Pennsylvania professor Shariki Kumanyika says black women's weight started out high, then in the 1990s went higher.
So we used to be 30%, maybe white women were 15%, and now it's like 50% versus 30%. So everybody's gone up.
Kumanyika is an epidemiologist, a detective of sorts, looking for clues to the weight gap. Research shows that opportunities for recess, sports, physical education, or to just go out and play aren't spread evenly among children.
Add those situations up in urban inner-city neighborhoods where most African Americans live. They're not as available, and that's been documented.
And that can be costly, both in terms of health and money. Obese people cost nearly $1,500 more a year in medical expenses compared to healthy weight people. Mom Jennifer Johnson discovered the Anderson Monarchs when she was looking for a way to keep her daughter active. Alexandria is 15 and a committed assistant coach these days, but her interest dipped around age 12, and that worried her mom.
In comes the friends, and in comes the extracurricular activities at school, and as a parent, you really have to press on, because I said to her, if it's not this, you will be involved in something.
Johnson says ultimately, good friendships kept Alexandria on the team.
It's about the running around. It's about the fitness. And twice a week, they have a common playing ground. You know, they have this team.
Johnson also makes sure she's on the sidelines. Obesity researchers say that kind of family support may be another way to motivate girls to keep playing. For NPR News, I'm Tanya English.
That story is part of a project on healthcare in the States, a partnership of WHYY, Kaiser Health News, and NPR.
Support for Your Health comes from Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com.